I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, April 1st. 25-year-old Caleb Anthony Hurd of Quincy was arrested outside the Chris Rock comedy show at the Wilbur Theater in Boston Wednesday night for allegedly assaulting an officer. Police say Hurd attacked a police officer after being escorted out of the show for refusing to wear a mask. He was arraigned in Boston Municipal Court and released until his next court date in May. The MBTA will start tearing down the former Lowe's Home Improvement store on Bergen Parkway in Quincy this month. The T will replace the building with a new $250 million two-story bus maintenance facility that will house 130 hybrid electric buses. 45 of the new buses will be battery electric. The garage is expected to be completed in 2024. The Furnacebrook Golf Course in Quincy opens to the public today for the first time in 50 years. City has taken over the golf course and is opening it to the general public. Mayor Thomas Koch hopes to make significant improvements to the course and the clubhouse. Single-use plastic shopping bags are now banned in Quincy. Starting today, the city's plastic bag ban that had been suspended in August of 2020 due to the pandemic is back in effect. Retailers are being given a one-month grace period to use up their existing inventory of plastic bags, but beginning May 1st, the bags are banned and fines may be imposed for violations. A service will be held Saturday for the late Kelly Cobble of Quincy. Cobble died unexpectedly on March 12th at the age of 59. She was very active in the Quincy Art Association, Altrusa International, Quincy Historical Society, and many other Quincy organizations. She worked at the Adams National Historical Park in Quincy for 27 years. A service will be held Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Quincy Community United Methodist Church on Beale Street in Wollaston. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, April 1st.